Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Is everything okay?
We can't all wear the same hat. I just feel like that's crazy. It's just crazy. Hold on.
No, Petey, I think it's a great hat. Look at that hair, dude. Look at that fucking hair, man.
It's good, man.
Yeah, no headset for you, Michael. It's very unlike you.
I'm in Vegas on the laptop. I didn't have the...
The road set. I will say it's a very weird thing. I mean, for Mikey to be...
He's an hour away from us.
An hour away from us. Yeah, is crazy. It really is.
Been in the same place now 3 weekends in a row. It's just wild.
Yeah, it's a shame because I would like to do another live pod. Whether the people would want that or not, I don't know. But I would like to.
People would be up in arms, Bob.
Yeah, we do. I will say if we were to go hand up. I do too, but if you listen to our last pod, we do cut each other off a ton. We had that issue, and it really shines in the live pod, whereas Zoom, it locks in on just one guy, but we all have a lot to say. I still think the episode was really, really good. I really do.
Would you say I'm the worst to interrupt?
Yeah. I mean, Joe, here's the thing.
Very sweet and sound like consistent, like astounding. Yes.
But two things, though. First thing is, I love you. That's number one.
No, I love you too.
Second thing is that in a group of three, your odds of being the guy out of a group of three is pretty high. Your 33% chance it's you. So it's not like it's like 20 guys and I'm saying it's you. It's just
there was not even a second of thought there. It was a resounding instant yes.
Well, I
and that's fine. I can wear that. I know that I do that. I just interrupted you right now. So,
but it's enthusiasm for the show. We could flip it that way. We could say your enthusiasm for the show is at an all-time high, a fever pitch, some would say.
I have to do a better job when I get excited. Like in a moment, I feel like I have the need to say something, that I have something to bring to the table. And I get very excited when that happens. And I feel that like I want to bring that into conversation because the way my mind works, if I think about something, if I don't say it, sometimes I forget it. But mm-hmm. I need it. Hold.
Good. Look, Petey, at least that's a good hand up. Like that sounds like
a lot of reflecting going on here, Bob.
Yeah, he got upset with me in the sports book yesterday because we were going to the dinner, and I said, now granted, I didn't know how big of a bet he had on the game, so
which game?
It was some ridiculous over. I have no idea.
I love me some Red Raider football.
Yeah.
I really tell you, they banged me bad last time, Michael.
I didn't know how much he had, but I said, Joe, we're with these golf breaks guys who they book your golf trip. We've talked to them before. They really are so good. And I said, Joe, we're at the dinner. Just do me a favor. Just stay present with us. Like, I know we're in Vegas, but like, don't do the... Like, I hate at dinner having the game on the phone when you're with a bunch of people. So it's like, just stay present. And he was in the sports book, and there's 50 TVs, and he has the phone right in front of him. So I said, D, you got the TVs? And then he snapped. And honestly, I didn't know how much he had on that game. But he's
like,
Bob. A lot
of play on DraftKings. Thank you.
He was like, Bob, I've been great. Like, I haven't been on the phone. I haven't been. He gets to the dinner. The game is on the phone. I then found out how much he had. So at that point, I just was rooting for him. But he's like, you know, I'm not good. Why would I do that? I'm going to be fine. the phone came out like right away. But then I found out how
was
much he
one of
had,
those
so I
ones,
backed off.
Mikey, where you like you have your winnings that you've won and you roll it over and you just like you're like, I'm either not gonna be up at all or I'm gonna be up a bag. And
Much.
I, you know, and I felt very good. And I had the over 51 and a half. They had 36 points at halftime. I needed 16 points in the second half, and they missed two field goals, and it was horrible. And then they got to the 8 yard line, and a touchdown, 6 points would have put it up, and they kneeled out because the game was a blowout, just to spite it in my
I
face.
have seen over the past couple of weeks some of the sickest things I've ever. These safeties, these intentional safeties that teams are chasing.
What, like,
Saw another one yesterday. It's out of control, bro.
but
It's
then,
out
Joe,
of
you got to think. Then you have like the back door on the Vanderbilt. So then there are some good ways.
Oh, you took Bama with
He
the punt.
got the back door.
It
He
was
got
a
the
jet
back
play, by the way, Bob. Tell
system
them that.
play. Yeah.
I said that game. I said they're just begging you to take Vanderbilt with the points. That's what they're begging you to do. I said, Bob, I mean you're scoffing. I fucking said it.
No, because
Like you're scoffing. I
well,
said that. I said
but Mikey, nobody, you just said it.
that.
So you said I said that 5 times. There's nobody who will say I said that more than you.
We
You're
were
the
talking about
classic.
it. We were talking about it. We were talking about
I know, but exactly. So you don't need to tell us that you
it.
said it 5 times.
Well, I said it once and then you scoffed, so I said it again.
There you go. So there.
So anyway,
So
by the
far,
way, I'll
we.
just end it with this. It's a good play by Joseph. It's a good play because that there were so many points. I thought it was either you take Vandy to win outright with all the juice, or you take Bama to cover and they were going to blow their doors off. Now, it was a weird game back and forth, and then Bama inexplicably, from what I heard, because I didn't even see the final touchdown. They won
Oh
it with
my.
like 20 seconds left, which is wild. Like,
There's a
why?
bad beat.
A lot of shady things, Bob, happening in the world of college football lately.
Yeah. And then Chet's
So,
got his whole system plays now, which
oh
is like
my.
the he it, it's he every single game he thinks he like has Vegas figured out where he'll if a favorite goes down money. So like if Alabama's the favorite, they let up a touchdown, he then will hammer Alabama at the live odds, which like okay, that's fine, but he does it every single game. So he's relying on a comeback
For every favorite,
for
yeah.
every favorite, and he thinks that he has
Oh,
Vegas figured out, and it's like all the power to him, but he's gonna lose it all. Like you don't think that Vegas is accounting for
I
that?
tell you what, I don't think anybody could figure this town out, man. Vegas is just a
No.
weird, weird, weird place. It's just a weird place. Fun place,
Yeah.
but a weird place.
Yeah.
Tourism's down 10%, so they better figure some things out over
I'll
there.
tell you some the pricing in Las Vegas. We went to the Eagles concert last night, but then we went to Omnia after that for like
Oh
flowers.
my.
Bro, three beers was $66 for three beers, bro. Like, how fucking insane is that? Like they're outpricing themselves. It's just crazy. Like, who's gonna go? It's nuts, bro. It's
You know
nuts.
what they do too? That this just sends my dad up a wall because he used to go to the
Oh.
Vegas sports book all the time.
Yeah.
This sends him up a wall. Is now a lot of times like NFL Sunday. If we went down, maybe where we are is different, but if you went down, they charge you now to sit at the sports book, which is
What?
something they never do.
Yeah, I saw that. They have like certain seats that are like free, you could sit, but anything that looks nice that has good views of the TVs is all like reserve jobs. You got to spend a minimum of $100 a guy if you sit in one section. If you sit in a different section, it's like a bottle minimum.
Even
So,
if you're betting?
yeah, I mean, everybody's betting.
They don't care.
Oh, but is maybe for like a UFC event or something that's like pay-per-view, they do that, not just a
Oh,
regular Sunday.
this was yesterday at 7:30 in the morning when I was sitting down there.
Yeah. It's like a
You know,
nightclub.
that's preposterous. That's gotta change, man. They're literally you're using the sports book. That'd be like saying, hey, I want to go get gas. I'm paying for the gas, but then we're gonna charge you to pull up into the stall to get the gas. It's unbelievable, man. You're paying for the service.
I gotta tell you what, D, you've had some very bad analogies. That's kind of good.
Yeah,
That's pretty
it
good.
works. I'm paying for the gas. I should be able to pull my car in without getting charged.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not
What are
wrong.
we doing here, man? What, like, these people just try to nickel and dime you to death. It drives me nuts.
The Brilliant Dumb Show today is brought to you by our friends over at Poncho. And this fall, we're approaching that crisp, cool, clean weather, Joseph. Poncho's got you covered head to toe. Classics like denim and flannels to new styles like the Western polo and tough thread. Comfortable, durable, versatile. For whatever the season brings, listen, they got their denim, they got the flannels, they got the Western polos, the tough threads that come in all sizes, shapes, colors, styles, fashions. So there's free shipping, free returns. That's part of the Poncho Promise. Don't know if you're aware of the Poncho Promise. You should be. There's free exchanges to make sure you get the right fit. Poncho stands by every shirt, Joe. That's right. They'll make it right if it's not your favorite. They will fix your problems, okay? So gear up for the fall with Poncho. Every piece is built for comfort, performance, and lasting style. Go to ponchooutdoors.com/DUMB and enter your email for $10 off your first order. That's PONCHO outdoors.com/DUMB for $10 off and free shipping. When they ask you how you heard about them, let them know the Brilliantly Dumb Show sent you.
Tell them Cuz sent you.
Yes, it really helped.
The Poncho Promise. That's amazing.
Poncho Promise, yet, Bob. Can't get promises like that every day.
That no,
Bob, I gotta tell you, my mother called me the other day.
Oh no.
I call her every day after work still. You know, I'm a good son. I consider myself a good son. I call her after work, the daily call, and she's like, Mike. She's like sending me a text message, like, you got to give me a call. I'm like, okay. She went to the dermatologist. She goes for like her 6 month skin cancer screening, which everyone should do, by the way, especially our golf audience. A lot of time in the sun. Make sure you get yourself checked out. Dermatologist starts asking questions. I see she's been going to the same doctor forever. Starts asking questions, you know, how's Mike doing? Blah, blah, blah. Tells him about the show. Guy goes wild. This doctor, very, very, very prominent dermatologist in New Jersey, Brian Mockler. If you're ever looking for one. And she's like, Mike, he wants to come on the show. He wants to, he loves the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The kids, I was like, Mom, I was like, I don't know how really I could segue a dermatologist into the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Well, you just did.
Like, well, tell Bob that, you know, golf is outside and people should get screened for skin cancer. And I said, okay, Mom, so this is my obligation to my mother.
By the way, Mikey, you're looking a little red yourself. You could use some sunscreen there, dude. He's looking a little flush.
No, I stayed in the shade yesterday, Joseph. I was in the shade all day.
Those skin cells would say otherwise, Mikey. You got a little rosy glow going there.
You know, so does Santa, Joe. It's jovial. I have a jovial hue to me this morning. You know,
sure. NFL Sunday. By the way, Mikey, we're doing an episode today for Bob to Sports where we're all going to be in a Halloween costumes playing golf and drinking.
See, that's a great idea, though. But you're
going to so
be frying out there in the heat, though, in the costumes.
I think we'll be okay.
Dude,
I don't know what kind of costumes you guys are wearing, but I'm just saying costumes are notoriously hot.
They have a makeup artist coming to do makeup for us, too. It's going to be outrageously.
I don't want you to spoil anything. I don't want you to tell me who
no,
you are.
No, I'm not going to spoil, but I'm going to say it's going to be really good.
Jack, okay. I'm mad about the costume artist because the makeup artist because I really wanted to have her, but it really just makes it so much better. Like, FP's going to be the Joker to see him actually with makeup and us being hammered. It's a drinking challenge. Like, I do think it's worth it to have the makeup artist.
I'd love to have Mikey in this episode. I'd dress him up as Jolly Green Giant.
I'm trying to figure out what my kids are going to be because whatever they're going to be will dictate what costume I wear like last
year.
Yeah,
the family costume play is a good play. Nicole did that for us. I'm Aladdin this year.
According to
tremendous. That's true.
Luca's going to be a Boo, Dre is going to be the genie.
That's good. So Joe's going to be Prince Ali.
A Babwa.
Yes. That could be fun. That could be fun. You know, speaking of Prince, did you see the Tom Brady video of him announcing that he was going to be doing the Flag Football League? Apparently, they paid him like $70 million.
Yeah, I heard about the total Craig Carton was talking about on his show about what they were paying him. That's the only reason I know. But I did not see the video.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Did you say they're paying him $70 million to play flag football?
That shows you what kind of fuck you money these people
are. I think we should take the podcast on the road to fucking, you know, to the Saudi Arabia or something, you know? Just do a couple of live shows there, Bob. We'll be fucking set for life.
Yeah. massive following in the United Arab Emirates. We're gonna go.
Hey, tell them the dermatologist sent you.
That's great, by the way. That's unbelievable. That is just
Bob, you just gotta find now a hair guy, and then you're good to go.
It is. There's not a world where that, Petey, there's not a world where that's not a shot. Now I'm going to take my lick, not a problem. Don't say that it's not the shot.
Maybe it's a bit of a shot.
But why do we have to dig through those layers to understand that it's shot? Like, why can't it just be a shot and then we keep it moving?
Knowing Bob, Bob's luck, he would find the best in the country. The guy would do it pro bono, man. Would you do a procedure at this point?
No, man. I'm living life as it is as a bald man. It just is what it is. It's
but fine. Even if you got offered Dr. Dower pro bono?
I'm not familiar with Dr. Dower's work.
That's who did
mine.
Okay.
So I mean, at the time, he didn't know.
If you got Dr. Dower to hook me up, Bob, I mean, I don't know. But I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I just don't.
How many times a week do you have to use the Bic?
So I have this. You got to see this contraption I bought, Joe. It's got like 7 rotating fucking razor heads. It's nuts. It looks like an octopus. And I just do that over very, very quick when you do that. Yeah, I was actually thinking about posting a video of it because I think I'm shocked to see what this thing looks like.
I also think like for the balding man out there who needs to commit to the full-on Jason Statham look, that there's some work that needs to be put in there that people might not know. What it entails, you know?
If you want to get like a good shine like this on your dome, you need to shave it probably twice a week, I would say. Like, you don't have to do daily. I know guys who do it daily.
That's a lot of work.
A lot, man. It's a lot. What you lose in like the shampooing and the conditioning aspect, you're making up times 5 with the shavings.
Easily.
You got to do a little. You got to rub a little aftershave gel on it so you don't get razor bumps everywhere. You know what I mean?
This is a dumb question. Do you even use shampoo?
No.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I do.
Just on top of the head.
Yeah, just to remember what it feels like.
You know what
I mean? You'll take a little reminisce, make it pretend like I still have the stubble. I'm cleaning.
Like shampooing a rock.
Oh man, that's
I'm just saying there's nothing to shampoo there, Michael.
That's terrible.
I do have beard. Do you guys do the beard wash?
I have that, yeah. It's nice.
I have beard wash and conditioner. I really enjoy that.
Do you use the beard oil? It's very nice.
Yeah,
too.
I use that too. I do. I do.
A little beard oil, it shines like the sun.
Bob keeps his beard short, though. His beard's never, like, long, really. He keeps it, like that, just above stubble level. It's a nice time.
Yeah, because you get into, like, a tweener stage, like, where it starts to really, like, you got to really bear through that to where, like, you get a little bit of a tweener phase. But you're free, Mikey. You've gotten past it. You went bald.
Yeah.
People now recognize you as bald. So, like, you're past all the hard parts. They don't recognize you as bald, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
I actually think he looks great.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You definitely look better. Like, I think if you commit to that, you're better than if you're holding on to scraps, right? Like, if you're you're trying to.
I don't
want to
take a shot. I don't want to take a shot.
No, take the shot.
I love the man dearly. I would be more for the man.
I know who's going.
I love him dearly. He's a family man. He's a respectful man. But dude, Dickie Gass has to let it go, man. Yeah. Dickie Gass is just, he's a guy who, it's just, and he knows it too, because he gets fucking shredded. He gets shredded bad. Like when I put up that Yankee picture once with me and him. This poor guy took it from. I mean, the Mikey, every comment was about Dickie Gass.
Can you pull up that picture if you don't mind? Because I will say, like, look, I got some bad ones out there. That's one of the very worst pictures.
That guy's forehead looked like the Last Frontier, dude. It was absolutely beaming.
See, now you're taking it far now. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying the thing is if he would wear it, then it wouldn't. I think if guys are able to take. Oh, no. Let's see. Dude, it looks like one of those Lego blocks where you can put the hair on top.
I always said, Joe, you know what I said? And you might know it, Bob. I'm not sure if Bob's ever seen it, but have you ever seen The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis, Fifth Element, the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember Gary Oldman in The Fifth Element? He was the bad guy. Just take a look. Yeah, but and listen,
oh, poor
all over
dad,
the world,
dead
Dickie Gas. I don't want one guy you don't want on your bad sides, Dickie Gas. So I really don't want that. I don't want
which,
that. I
got
can't
a
handle
war on
that.
our hands.
I can't handle that smoke.
What's
But
that?
Bob was talking about freedom before. And I tell you, the only thing better than freedom, Joe, might be comfort. And when you're talking about comfort and how well you feel, you simply have to talk about the other sponsor of today's Billion Dumb Show episode, which is, of course, our friends over at Cornbread Hemp. I've said it for a long time. Cornbread Hemp, probably the best tasting product on the market today. Has life been a little crazy lately? And one thing helps you unwind. That, for me, is the Cornbread Hemp CBD gummies. Have you been looking for a natural way to relieve aches and discomfort? Again, CBD gummies, good for those of us with those little daily aches and pains, reaching, you know, over the hill, 40 years old, back pains, knee pains. Full spectrum CBD gummies, watermelon, berry, peach, what flavors they have for you. They're made to help you feel better, whether it's stress, discomfort, or just needing a little relaxation. All products are third-party lab tested and USDA organic to ensure safety and purity. Right now, Brilliantly Dumb Show listeners can save 30%, Joseph. 30.
That's a lot.
0% on their first order. Just head to cornbreadhemp.com/DUMB. And use code DUMB at checkout. That's cornbreadhemp.com/DUMB and use code DUMB.
Very nice, Michael. When we have those slots where it's the four ad slots and you're third or fourth and you have to get yours in and you know everybody's upset with you at that time, like at least
I'm done. I'm done.
You're done.
You know who's coming up the rear today?
Yeah.
Nobody better to carry the caboose, Joseph. Nobody. Remember that. Remember that.
I'm pulling the caboose today, bro. I'm coming up last, and it's not going to be good. I'm telling you this right now.
Oh, man. Oh, D-Man, you had mentioned the what were we going to say about a war?
Well, we're talking about Dickie Gas. I think it's fair to say that there is a war of attrition right now going on between him and FP, man. Between this,
oh, I know.
Between, I mean, it's unbelievable. And FP, I've never seen him. FP is normally a guy who steers away from confrontation. But it's almost like he's at the point now where he's embracing it. I've never seen anything like it. I am really interested to see what takes place in the upcoming months, because it's going to come to a head.
The issue I have with it is, and again, you could sit here and say we didn't do our stand-up, we have to do that, but whatnot. But the only thing where I think it affects the league, the fantasy league, is there used to be, like I know for me last year, like there's this fear of not wanting to come in last. And like, Mikey, even when we played, I didn't even sense that fear. Like, like across the league, there's not much fear because they know that if FP doesn't do the pancake challenge – it's not like, say you come in last, Mikey, like you don't have to do the pancake. Or Joe, if you like it doesn't matter. So there's not that fear that I want. But FP has gone back.
He's gone back what?
At Dickie. He's gone back at Dickie.
Oh, they've had their exchanges, man. They've had
It's been wild. Now I agree, Bob. It's like getting arrested, but not having to go to jail. Like, it's like, what's the point? Like, you're just gonna, you know, it's like you're gonna run wild. Like, he does need to do what we need to set a timeline. And by the way, the people who do say that we need to stand up, yes, we do. But when you're in a league with other people, it's a different.
Nothing to do with the stand up, though, to be honest.
Well, no, but that's what people always go back to. It's like, you guys haven't done what you said. And I agree. And I'm saying, like, am I a hypocrite? Yes. Is it a different situation? Yes. It is a different situation because you're in a league.
We got to clip that. Am I a hypocrite? Yes.
Yes. My dad actually has a guy he plays softball with, does stand-up comedy, and he's a friend of the show. He loves the show. He said, Mike, I could get the guys on at the place that I perform, which is right by us. It's right by Lewis. It's right there.
I don't know if there's a scenario in this life where I knew Joe was going to do stand-up. Like, Bob is one thing. It's like, and no disrespect to Bob whatsoever. Bob's funny. He's very funny. But like, I don't think I could see a scenario where I know Joe's going to go on stage and do a stand-up bit and I'm not in the audience for that. Like, I really would try my very best to get there for that, because I just think no matter what happens, he could bomb outright. I think it would still be just as fucking hysterical, to be honest. There's not a world where I can't be
do
there.
Do you know what? And I agree. I would be looking forward to that. Like, there's nothing that I would want more to go there, get my set done, do the 5 minutes.
Yes.
I'm done. And just sit down, grab a drink, and just get ready for him to come out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, it would be. Do
I
you
will
know
say
what you
this.
would talk about, Pete?
I would just talk about life, I think. I would just talk about life and my
What
encounters.
aspects of life do you think you
Well, a lot of dad stuff now. I think I would
are?
talk. I think the dad stuff hits, dude. It really does. By the way, Bob, if you went up on stage, I would be laughing hysterically. I've been told I'm a comic's dream because my laugh just resonates throughout the whole building. So even if no one else is laughing, there's just that one loud bellow that just can cause a ripple effect, and you don't feel like you're bombing. So I would assure you, Bob, you'd be in good company. But
Joe's best laugh, to the contrary, is not like I always thought his best laugh was like when he just like goes, ah. It's not. That's not his best laugh. His best laugh is when he just gives you like he just gives you one strong ha, and it's just that's his best laugh because it comes at the most insane times. Out of nowhere, you'll get one of those piercingly loud, just boom. And you just, all right, it just cracks me up. So
We got
funny.
to do it. It bothers me though that we haven't got it done, and this all has been really eye-opening to me because again, it is hard for us to say anything. FP still says that he will do it. But I do think FP doing the pancakes would be funny. Like there is a chance that FP just goes in there and sits in IHOP for 21, 22 hours and eats two
Oh,
pancakes. There is a chance that
he
he
said
could
that's
just
his
sit.
play.
He would just sit there. So seeing it, I would hope that he streamed it because it would be really funny. But before, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, do have to take the time to let you know that the Real and the Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Skims. Whatever your complaints are with the underwear that you're wearing, do not fear anymore. Skims has got you covered. When we found Skims making underwear for men, we have to admit we was pretty excited. You might see your girlfriend having Skims, but when you get your hands on Skims, this is the real deal. I always had a chafing issue. If I don't have Skims on, that's always in play. With Skims, not a problem. You go out for a golf round, you get a little bit of that chafing, not with Skims. Shop Skims Men at skims.com. Let them know that we at the Brilliantly Dumb Show sent you. And after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. I'm telling you right now, Skims underwear for men now is as good as it gets. Moving on, fellas, let's head on over to our buy or sell. Michael, I will start with you. What did you see that you liked? What did you see you did not like this week?
Look, I originally myself for this week originally was going to be the wild card baseball start times, which I think are some of the more, if for anyone who, if anybody who works or has kids, I don't know how the fuck you could even watch half these games if you're a fan. I don't know how you could do it. Stinks. But I saw something that stinks even more, Bob. And I let him off the hook last week because of the insane thing that happened in the Indiana game. The Penn State Nittany Lions and James Franklin. This team. Every single year, it's the same exact thing. Now, this is the worst loss of Franklin's career. 26.5 point favorite, UCLA plus 1300, outright winner, 0-4 team, a team that just fired DeShone Foster a couple weeks ago, their ex-head coach. For you to lose that game to Oregon at home and then come out and say the things like, well, you know, teams have, you know, we're looking at teams that have won the national championship and lost games, and to come out and you lose to Nico Amaliafa and that team that hadn't won a game yet, they looked like the doormat. I don't know. I feel bad for my Penn State fans because I got a lot of friends who are Penn State fans, and it is, I can't imagine what it, how frustrating it has to be because this guy wins 10 games every year but can never win a game that really means anything. But now to lose this game to this team, I mean, the season's done. They're done. They're done. They could run the table the rest of the way. It wouldn't even matter. I mean, I think Ohio State will probably demolish them now. That's the last hard game they have left on the schedule. But just Franklin, I don't know what they're going to do. They're just happy with this state that they're in. They're in purgatory permanently. Penn State Nittany Lions. I tried to get on board again this year. I took Aller to win the Heisman. I took Penn State as a future. They're just not it, man. They stink. They stink,
I
Bob.
know it's
Stink.
bad. I didn't know they were 26.5 point favorites. That's
That's
so
wild.
bad, man.
Yeah.
But I just like never trust them every year. Like I feel like I turn on the TV at least once every single college football season, and Penn State is losing like 10-3 to Northwestern at half. Like they just always They just can't get it done. They have all the resources. Their fan base is amazing. Those whiteout games are
I feel
nuts.
bad for the fans. I'm not going after the fans. I'm just, how long could you see this happen? And it's like, it's the same thing over and
It's
over.
so bad. So yeah, good sell on Penn State. I'll go now, Judge, because I'm staying with college football. I'm always half glass empty with them. And granted, Florida State just lost a bad one before to Virginia. But I really do think the U is back. A U's in the sky. Like, I really think they can compete. I'm not going to say that they can go out and beat like an Oregon or whatnot. Like, or like, but I do think they're one of the top teams. And for the first time in a really long time, I think they're so legit. They're so physical. If Beck is playing good, their wide receivers are amazing. Like, they are really, really good for the first time in a long time. I don't know how long it will last, but this team is really good. Like, a lot of times they'll lose a game or two and then sputter out. I don't think that's going to happen this year. Like, I think they're, even if they have a fluke game, I think they'll bounce back. They are really, really good.
I think they're loaded defensively. I like their defense a lot. The kid Bane is unbelievable. I think Beck, like you said, Bob, if he's playing well, they're a totally different team. If he's playing well and locked in, listen, they physically dominated a Notre Dame team. Now, granted, it was the first game of the year, and Notre Dame's quarterback, I don't think, had it figured out yet. But that was a domination. They just dominated Florida State. They let them kind of, with the bullshit in the fourth quarter, creep back in a little, but 28-3 at one point, I think, in the game. I think they stand in a tier right now this season with Oregon and Ohio State as the three most impressive teams that I've seen so far. Oregon maybe a little luster come off after because the Penn State win now doesn't look that great, to be honest, because Penn
Yeah.
State made me bloody. But Miami is right there. I think they're number two or three with a bullet. And
Wow.
I think they are. I really do. I
It's
really do.
cool, man. As a Canes guy, like it's always every year. People say they're back. You don't think they're actually back. They're really good. One more thing with college football. Have you seen? I can't get my eyes off of it. It's so sad. This Kyren Lacy story.
The LSU wide receiver
Yeah.
that got charged or something like, or he got arrested or something, and then they dropped the charges, or he was found not guilty or whatever.
So he was gonna go, and excuse me if I got it wrong at all, but he was an NFL prospect. He was set to go to the NFL. There was he got accused of a hit and run, a drunk hit and run, and he got accused of it, and he got so upset about it that he was gonna go to jail. There's all these stories, and all the media was out for him that he's a big headache and causes a lot of problems. He was gonna go to the NFL. That got so into his head that he killed himself. He like drove his car into somewhere. He
Oh
killed
my.
himself.
I remember that now, yeah.
Everybody was out to get him, that it was him. Surveillance video just came out that it wasn't him that did the DUI. He's like 100 yards behind the accident. It's a horrible, horrible story. And his like attorney talked to how he kept saying, "I didn't do it. It's not me. It's not me. I didn't do it." Nobody believed him. It's a horrible story. And I hope I didn't get any of it wrong, but man,
That's
is it sad.
wild. No, I think that's right. That was the I forgot that he actually had committed suicide, which
That's
is
horrible.
It's so sad.
I saw a lot of people backtracking on statements that they made about the kid. This is why, like, you can't just something of serious nature like that, like a life-altering situation, literally, people going to prison, people dying, like you don't come out and you say anything about it really until it's been completely flushed out. And even then, why are you giving your opinion on it? Like it's So yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
I agree. I saw so many people now backtracking, and they are at these people in the comments like, "This blood's on your hand." Like, it's ugly. But what a sad, sad story. And I don't know how they just got the surveillance video, but now it shows, and there's a shot. He's behind it. He didn't do it, and he committed suicide from it. It's re He played with like Jaden Daniels. He's Malik Nabers' friend. Really, really sad.
Oh, a little
Over
tragic
to you.
story.
Yeah, sorry to pan that now over to you, D, but yeah,
Yeah,
really sad.
I'm gonna sell marathons, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
I'm selling marathons.
Wait, like running marathons? Like people, okay.
I'm gonna sell the inconvenience it causes everyone else who's not running them. I'm gonna sell the marathon culture where they have to
Oh.
tell everybody and their mother that they're training for a marathon years before the marathon actually occurs. I'm going to sell You know, now I won't sell the causes that some of these go to because I know some of them are for charity. So yes, in that sense, I will. But everybody who goes to do that, there's more buildup for the actual marathon than the marathon itself, Michael. There's Instagram stuff. There's like it's and everybody and their mother needs to know that you're running a marathon. Yet the marathons, when they put them up, we were driving the other day, and it was a crack at dawn. We were driving from Utah. We had to get back to get closer to Mesquite. And the whole highway's closed. The exits are closed. No one's telling you that these marathons, aside from like the Boston and the New York Marathon. And then I pull up my phone today and Marty Mush, I saw a video of his on his story. The same thing. They wouldn't let him get back to his apartment because his whole road is blocked off for a marathon that he doesn't know about. There's got to be like some, like the levels of inconvenience that it causes the mass amounts of people for such a select small group that are running is preposterous, you know? It'd be like we're saying we're going to do a live podcast at Rockefeller Center and the whole area is going to be blocked off to the public. It doesn't make sense. Like, why would you? I can't they run in a field? Can't they run off the road?
In a field. I was saying to myself, this had to affect Joe directly. He had to get like stuck in traffic behind a marathon for him to sell this because it's way too just random for him. Yeah, Joe, look, I do agree with you on one thing. I do think that if someone runs in a marathon, you're gonna hear about it. You're gonna know. You're
instantly Lance Armstrong, dude. It's unbelievable.
I mean, listen, I couldn't do it.
No, me neither. People are gonna say, Joe, you're badass, can't run a marathon. You're probably right. I'm not saying people say a lot of things. They're gonna keep talking. What I'm saying is that the inconvenience that it brings the majority of the community for the small select amount of people who are running it, it's unbelievable.
It's like when the United Nations comes to New York City and they shut down every block. For like,
we just experienced that. It was a nightmare.
And the same weekend as the Ryder Cup. I mean, I heard people were getting stuck in traffic for like 4 hours, bro. Like,
Ticket was ready to kill everyone in his path. He was the one he decided to drive over from Philly. So having him with the vehicle in that situation, I thought he was going to have an ulcer by the end of the weekend.
You can't do that. You just got to just bite the bullet, get the Uber, and just.
I couldn't imagine driving around in the city. It is just such a, even getting an Uber, like getting into the Uber, like you can't get into the Uber without getting honked at. Because the streets are so narrow. It's just the whole process of driving in the city is the worst.
What do you think about, what are your thoughts on like those like ride, like, you know, like those e-bikes that like people park and then they just share them and some other guy just jumps on it. Like there's something about those e-scooters and bikes that like you share with other people that it just grosses me. And I'm not really a germaphobe guy. Like if I got to go to the bathroom, listen, I don't care where it is, gas station, whatever. I got to go. But there's something about like those bikes and scooters that just, there's something about it. I don't know. I hate them.
If like
I
had a list, city like, bike.
Yes.
It was just such a hassle just trying to get through. Now, speaking of what shouldn't be a hassle is trying to get a doctor's appointment, which is exactly why the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by ZocDoc. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, all right? From mental health to dental health, primary care, urgent care, and more. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated verified patients. So here's what you got to do. All appointments made through ZocDoc also happen fast, typically just within 24 to 72 hours of booking. More often than not, you can even get same day appointments. I would love to use ZocDoc. I didn't know about it, quite frankly, until this podcast. So should you. Go ahead and stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BDUMB. That's to find out instantly, book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BDUMB. ZocDoc.com/BDUMB.
Boy, BD.
There goes the caboose.
All right. Folks, we are done. That's all for ads on the show today. Let's head on into our Ask Bob segment. Petey, I will let you start.
By the way, I got a lot of support from people saying that the Northern Lights is a very common. Now, I'm going to segue this into saying the Aurora Borealis was taking it to the next level. But I do think it wasn't as bad a question as you guys made it seem last week. But that being said, I have a little bit different style of question this week, okay? So this week, Bob, I would like to ask you, or I'd like to tell you, that A, E, I, O, and U are all examples of vowels. I would like you, Bob, to go ahead and tell me, what are the other letters of the alphabet called?
Oh, man. Come on.
You have your vowels, and then you have your...
I get it. Got nothing. I when you said A E I O U, I thought that was gonna be the question. I was like, all right, good, I got it. Vowels. Do you know it, Mikey?
Yeah.
Oh my god, man. Fucking A. I have no idea.
You're not gonna make a guess?
I can't. I don't have anything.
Not even. Sometimes you have like a little spark plug in there, yeah, Bob, that goes off. Yeah, I know.
Off. You're right.
Jeez Louise, man.
Is this one bad?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, Bob. Is it really? Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
You want me to tell them the correct answer?
Yeah.
Correct answer is consonants, Bob. Consonants.
Once he said it, yes, but
this is the trouble of the ask, Bob, is I don't know what's in play or what's not. I could have asked him that, he could have been like, what a dumb jerk off question. It's consonants. And I would have looked like an idiot.
I know. I don't think you'll get, based off your reaction, Mikey, it sounds like I'm the problem there.
Yeah, vowels and consonants. That's that's, yeah. That's,
see, would people, would Dom know that?
People are not going to believe that he didn't know that.
You think it's that bad?
People are going to say it's a fix. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
Is that one of his? Is that worse than the mammals? No, it can't be worse than
no,
the mammals.
No way.
It's close, maybe.
I mean, crustacean, I feel like, is a little more obscure to know than vowels and consonants.
Crustacean was really bad. Is it that bad, Mikey?
Bob, it's basic, like, English language.
I just don't know what I was doing during class. By the way, the Brownlee Dumb Show tracker, like, you guys will give me credit for some Ask Bobs. If you look at it, my record is terrible.
He's keeping the record of the Ask
Bob
now.
He's got this percentage. He's good. He's like a PFF, like a Pro Fantasy Focus. He keeps he's like next gen Ask Bob.
Golly, man!
Bobby,
so
consonants.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna take shit for that, Joe. I think it just sounds like a me issue. That's bad, Mikey. We'll go over to you.
Hey Bob, I would like, if someone uses the phrase, there is a baker's dozen, they use the phrase, there's a baker's dozen. How many items are in a baker's dozen?
We had this conversation.
I know.
Oh, you did?
There's a viral clip that came from early in Bob the Sports where Bob says a baker's dozen is a certain amount, and then I tell him it's another amount, and both amounts are wrong. And we took so much flack for it. So the fact that Bob, you're not certain about this right now.
Hand to God on my kids.
Mikey, I gotta find the clip. It was one of the most viral clips.
You know what, Joe? It won't be hard to find. It's out there.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get people send it in. It's one of the most viral clips that we have. And Bob says like a preposterous number, and I'm like, Bob, come on. And then I give another number that's also wrong, Mikey.
Oh, man.
Which is why I'm shocked, Bob. You don't know this immediately.
I know. I you know what? I had my answer, but then once you said that my answer was wrong, like this has always been my answer.
Don't say it, Bob.
What?
Don't say
If it's always
it.
been your answer, then that could be a
Don't
problem.
say it again, Bob.
And I'll tell you why it's my answer. Okay?
Yeah.
What I'm going to say is 13.
That's right.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
13, because a
That's
baker's
right.
dozen, like the baker adds in another,
The
so
reason
13.
I told him not to say that is because in the clip, he says a baker's dozen is six. So when he just said now that this has always been my answer, I thought he was going to go back to the number six.
Why would you
No.
think that's
So I
six?
said to him,
That
like,
I don't
Bob,
know.
Half a
I said
dozen?
to him, he goes, it's six. I'm like, Bob, how dumb are you? It's a 12. And I was wrong too, because a baker's
Oh.
dozen is 13, because traditionally, I guess they keep one extra for the baker.
The baker's
Yeah.
dozen.
So that confused me. Okay,
Well,
where I had the
one for two
six,
today, Bob. Not bad.
yeah, I had to have that. That was a good question. I mean, that was a good question because I got it right, but
Not
the
bad. Yeah.
first one's gonna be bad. When you said
That's it.
it,
That's
consonants,
him. That's gonna be bad, Bob.
yeah.
Like, be prepared. I think that's in the tier of Al Gore and crustaceans. Like, it's on that tier, I
It's
think.
on the Mount Rushmore of Ask Bob answers.
It is. Yes, it is. That was a good question, Joe. Because I thought, like Bob, you were going to ask about vowels as well, or ask him what the last vowel was sometimes.
When he said that, I was like, all right, great, vowels, like I got it. And
Yeah,
then he
he
kept
was
going. I
locked
was like,
in. He was so
oh boy.
excited. He was ready
Yeah.
to go. Bob was ready to buzz in.
I was just like, God damn, man, that is really, really bad. All right, let's head on into the top five. This is gonna be a D-man, a Joey D top five that he threw in there. I just am curious for the committee. Joe, why don't you tell the folks what we're gonna be doing in the top five? And I just have a couple committee questions.
I got
All right,
plenty.
top five. By the way, I've been getting absolutely cooked in these top fives lately. I gotta get back on the burner. I'm having like pre Mikey B's like been doing well. I'm like pre Mikey B before he got hot again, when he was glacially cold. Like,
Mikey,
I'm
how did
just
this
horrible.
turn? It just turned into a whole thing about
I
your.
just gave you a compliment. It said you've been
So I
hot.
gave
I
you a compliment, and then I, glacially.
watched the top five last week, Mikey, and every time me and you give an answer of why, he will tell you why that's not a great guess, like why it's not so good. But then when he gives one of his top fives, he'll spend minutes talking about why he picked what he picked and why it's so good. I think what you got to do, D, is give your answer, trust it, and let the people, like, you don't have to sell it as much as you may think. If you have a good top five, you're going to have a good top five. And you had a time where you were rolling.
Okay.
All right.
All
So tell them
right.
what they're
How are
going to
we
be
doing?
getting,
How are we
PD.
doing, Joe?
Top five is this week is top five late night snacks. What do you like to munch on? You get up middle of the night, you go to the fridge or go to the cupboard. What are you looking to grab?
Cupboard. Yeah, the committee's gonna have to do better this week. We got to come together as a committee. We've been terrible.
I
We've been
agree. Committees
terrible.
have been spineless.
Yeah, we're
And we're
terrible.
all to blame. We're all to blame for that.
Yep.
Well,
So,
some more than
Joe.
others.
Okay.
I didn't even say who. You're
Are
just
they gonna admit
you're
you killed
implying that
it?
it's you.
No,
Do you
not at
think
all.
that you've not been a good committee member, Michael?
I think I tried to vote off. I was trying to save you some comment,
Oh, I'm far beyond
shrapnel that you
that.
took about the gladiator
I'm
pick.
far.
I wanted to fall on that sword for you before it was too late, but you
Let me
would
tell you
not.
something. I'm far removed from you saving me from comments. Like, it's 90% of them are in the fucking YouTube. It's just nonstop.
I was looking out for my guy. That's all.
I appreciate that.
All
I
right.
do.
Yeah.
All right. What was the movie that he got a hard time for again?
Gladiator, he got crushed. People were crushing him for it. Not a
He's saying
war
that it's not a war movie?
hero. It's not, Bob. It's not.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, my list there was completely fraudulent.
Bob
And he
had not.
came second.
Yes, he did. He
It did
did.
come
He
second.
almost won, which is
So,
preposterous in and of itself.
Joe, with this is your top five. So I think the committee has to get in, but like, this is like at home, right? Like you're not like at like a diner, I would
No,
assume.
you're at home.
Yes.
It could be savory, it could be sweet, it could be whatever it
Gotcha.
is. Like, it doesn't need to be just sweets. It doesn't need to be just, it could be whatever it is. You get up middle of the night, You can't sleep. You're hungry. You grab something. You go sit down and watch SportsCenter. What are you grabbing? Like, what is your top tier snack?
Bob, okay. You take one pick.
Yeah, I will take the one pick. I was going to take the three, but I think I will just take the one. I mean, unless it gets vetoed, I'll ask straight up. Can I take pizza?
Yes, I just said you could take sweet or savory.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, give me pizza at one.
Well, where's Mikey going? Mikey, I'm got sorry, second. Mikey.
I'm gonna go two because I feel like there's one that I just can't let. I can't let anyone else have it, so I have to take two. I'm gonna take ice cream at two.
Yeah.
So pizza.
I made a mistake there.
Ice cream is I think ice cream is the number one for me. That's a good one, Michael. All right. I'm going to go with. This is it. I got to have a back-to-back banger here or I'm done again. I'm going to go with chips.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with sandwiches.
Now, just for the committee, do we want a specific sandwich or are we okay with sandwich?
I think if we allow specific sandwiches, where does it end?
Just sure.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, it's a good question because like I would typically do like a peanut butter and jelly or a grilled cheese.
That's a good one.
But that's okay. Like if he had said that, I'm fine with that. Like but your sandwich, you're talking about like a turkey sandwich or like a because like if Mikey now goes and gets PB&J, I have no issue with that.
Well, no, because I think PB&J is
knocked out. It's a sandwich. Yeah, no. I think
so. See, think if
sandwich
that's,
is gone.
If that's the case, I don't think it should take peanut butter and jelly. Then I would say as the committee to...
No,
to,
I said sandwich.
Correct. I would say if that's the case, then as the committee, I would say that it would have to be specific if that's the case. I think that takes off a ton. I think really? It takes too much off the board. But it has to be a mutual thing. If you veto...
But you can get every pizza ever made?
No, I mean, this is
think that, well, I think that's a little bit different. I would say that's a little bit different. I think sandwich takes it completely off. What pizza more do you want?
Well, pizza is a food and so is sandwich, Bob. I don't.
Well, like, correct. Everything we're saying is going to be a food. I'm just saying. But,
okay. So how many does it take off? It's a sandwich.
I don't think it should take off then everything. Cause there's a lot of things like you could put grilled cheese. That takes off grilled cheese, too. I think it takes off a more than 50% of the list.
50%.
I'm telling you, I think it takes off a ton of the list. It's got to be a mutual thing. So if Mikey doesn't approve it, then there's nothing we could do.
What do you think?
Well, I think the grilled cheese, is grilled cheese a sandwich? I mean, is it considered
that's,
a sandwich?
That's what I'm saying.
I will allow grilled cheese to be removed from the sandwich column.
And PB&J.
PB&J. No, PB&J should stay in the sandwich. You want to take grilled cheese?
We can't even get through the first round. We suck. We stink.
But Mike, you make the call. I think that it should be a specific sandwich. With that being the case, now if Petey said, "Hey, you get PB&J, you get grilled cheese. That's fine. We'll make a decision from there." If it's a sandwich, I would say it would have to be a specific one.
All right. I mean, let's give Joe every sandwich out there besides PB&J and grilled cheese.
You okay with that, Pete? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. It's the committee. I think that's the right play. I think that's the best way to do it. I really do.
Well, no, now I'm changing my answer now. Because I said to you, I'm a PB&J guy.
Okay,
so,
all right. So go ahead then. If you
want, but now I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go a completely different direction because I just got banged otherwise. So I'm not going to do sandwich. All right. I have chips, and I'm going to go cookies.
You're better off with cookies, I think.
I agree with that.
To be honest with you.
I think the committee just did you a favor, Joe.
Our superior play, in my opinion, is cookies. Let's see now. Like, here's the thing. Like, I can't say candy. Like, I have to be specific.
No, you can say candy.
Yeah, candy's candy.
But candy, here's the thing. If candy's like gummies and stuff, not chocolate. Like, No, but I'm being honest. If you're doing chocolate, it's chocolate. If it's candies, it's like Sour Patch Kids. That's not – you can't do candy and it gets Sour Patch Kids, Nerds, and all the chocolate bars.
So, yeah, so you're not okay with candy, though, D.
No, candy as in like a sweet tooth candy. Chocolate, like chocolate bars are completely different.
Like,
what the
you
fuck?
Disagree? I mean, you, Mikey, you think you just told me I can't take sandwiches. You want to be able to have Sour Patch Kids and peach rings to go with chocolate bars.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose. I'm just gonna take popcorn. I'm gonna take popcorn.
Okay, good. Popcorn's good.
I can't. I can't. I can't. Go ahead, Bob.
All right, so I'm gonna take
I don't even know what
PB&J.
he just fucking said. And I
That's
love you, Joe.
great.
I just have no idea what you said. None. What do you mean? It's a sweet snack, but it's a
Joe,
fucking candy, but it's
you
gummy, but it's
did,
a fucking chocolate.
you, Joe, you just completely contradicted yourself. You just com you completely he is right on that. He is right on that tee. You just completely you said no, you could have candy, but then you just shut him down.
But I here's the
Daily
thing.
things I
This
couldn't
is the
have. I
crazy. This is fucking crazy.
don't consider chocolate bars candy. I
All
consider
right,
them
all right, all right,
chocolate.
all right. Well, I picked popcorn, so we're in luck. Bob. Hi, Bob.
Give me PB&J and give me grilled cheese.
What a scumbag. What an absolute piece of shit.
This he
He
just
went
derailed me for his own benefit, man.
to shit. What an
This
absolute
guy
shit.
absolutely derailed me for his own benefit. That's a fucking drive-by, dude. That's a
That
massacre drive-by fucking
is
shoot.
unbelievable. Oh.
And after we told the committee had to be better, I just got derailed.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna take cereal. Give me a nice bowl of
Oh, fuck.
cereal.
I didn't even have that on.
Cereal, dude. Joseph, back to back. Now this is gonna get good now. This is gonna get good.
I'll do like what do I have? I have chips and cookies. I'll go nuts, like nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do I need to say trail mix or just
I'm
nuts? I
fine
think
with
nuts.
nuts.
I think
I'm
nuts is good.
fine with nuts.
It's good. This guy's gonna tell me I have to
You
give
know,
these
because technically,
specific
Bob, a
fucking.
peanut is a legume, not a nut. So, you need to say macadamia so I could get cashews and almonds with back-to-back picks. Oh,
Fucking unbelievable, man. This guy derailed me.
railroaded you, I think.
And I'm gonna take chocolate.
Okay.
Okay? Like chocolate bars, chocolate. There we go. All
Chocolate.
right?
Yes, chocolate we have for you. Chocolate.
Cereal was good, dude. I didn't.
All right, I'm gonna take candy. No
Yes.
chocolates. I'm gonna take
Yes.
just
Yes.
candy. Okay.
Yes. That's what I meant when I said you can have candy, like licorice, all the candies.
Yes.
We're good to see that we're coming together now. The committee's coming together. Aside from Bob, who uses it for his own personal benefit.
Dude,
you Joe, you just did it with him with the candy and the chocolate. You gave him candy. You just
I
did
got
that.
one.
It
You
was
went back to
hysterical.
back.
It was hysterical to have the entire
Taking it
5 minute
back-to-back.
sandwich conversation just to have Bob take PB&J and
You
grilled
know,
cheese.
it was like the remember the was it the Peking duck that we did where we gave
Oh, the
us
dog.
the
And that banged me.
Oh, the Peking.
I overthink things all the time, dude.
I could go for Chinese.
Oh, late night Chinese, Mikey. I'm surprised you didn't
All right.
that
So guess who give
yet.
me give me give me pancakes?
Wow. Wow.
Late night snack?
And
Yeah, I
then
mean if you're really feeling good, I guess pancakes is probably awesome. Late night,
yeah.
I would
I
imagine.
couldn't fathom cooking up some pancakes in the
Here he
morning, man.
goes.
I think Bob's cooking up. He's gonna have that fucking thing.
Oh,
Uber Eats ready to go.
IHOP's gonna be on an express delivery to that
Yes,
house, let me tell
absolutely. But that's
you.
the play, though. No sociopath's gonna make pancakes at that hour.
And then give me chicken nuggets or like chicken tenders. So like
Yes.
frozen chicken tenders.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'll go chicken tenders to
Let
be
me ask you
exact.
this. I want to say leftovers, but do you want me to be specific about leftovers?
Committee's got to have a spine. D, I say, yeah,
Yeah.
ab absolutely.
Yeah, you got to say like Chinese or Italian.
Leftover
Yeah. Like
Chinese.
if you said
Leftover
like
Chinese is my
pasta.
pick. Leftover
Okay.
Chinese
Yeah,
is my
that's fine. That's good. And I'm gonna go ahead and say a cold cut sandwich, okay?
Okay. I'm
Okay.
fine with that. Mike, are you okay with that?
Well, you got every other sandwich out
Yeah,
there.
it's the last pick, so yeah, that's fine. All right, here we go. Leftover. All right, Bob picked one. Pizza, peanut butter and jelly, grilled cheese, pancakes, chicken fingers. It's a good list. I have ice cream, popcorn, cereal, candy, and leftover Chinese. Joe has chips and cookies. That's a powerful one, too. Nuts, chocolate, and cold cut sandwiches. I do think this is pretty open because
yeah.
Joe, very powerful one, too. I think ice cream people will vibe, but Bob's list, too, from top to bottom, very solid.
If I could do it again, I think ice cream was the number one play.
Yeah.
Why? And you know, I don't want to go too, but I couldn't let Joe get ice cream.
I was absolutely going to take ice cream if you didn't. I just think it's so easy. You just go in the freezer, you pick it out, you grab a spoon, and you're good to go.
You could tell me one food wouldn't do anything bad to my body the rest of my life. Just tell me it's
But
ice
you know what I
cream.
could have done? Ice cream, and then would the committee have allowed pizza rolls? Pizza rolls are great for late
Yeah, because
night.
that's like a that's a like a niche snack. That's like saying Hot Pockets. Like that's very specific. Like pizza.
I
That's
think
yeah.
it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. Ladies and gentlemen, that does another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. We'll see you next time, boys.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.